Chapter 7. What? You're not going to the party? Mom yelled, dropping the photo album she had been working on for days. Tara had rehearsed the conversation many times, but it didn't make Mom's outrage any less. Tara had waited all day to find a quiet moment to talk to Mom. Aunt Lucille, Rochelle, and Kayla had finally left after spending hours preparing for the upcoming reunion. Tara remained silent the whole time, waiting for them to leave so she could talk. "It's Miss Stephanie from work," Tara explained. "She needs me to babysit her son." "Yeah, well, we need you at this reunion," Mom exclaimed. "I can't believe I'm hearing this. You knew this party was coming for months. Why all of a sudden you gotta work now?" "She's got a 2-year-old, and she and her husband ain't been out in like forever. What was I gonna do?" Tara said with a shrug, though she knew the answer. "What were you gonna do?" Mom hollered, as if the question were an insult. "Tell her no, that's what you should have done. Let her find another babysitter that day." "I can't, Mama. Miss Stephanie's the one who says I should be a teacher. She's always complimenting me on my work, and I know she needs the help, so when she asked me, I said yes." "Well, you shouldn't have." Mom snapped. "This is Aunt Deborah's 90th birthday, Tara. You should be celebrating with us. Lord knows we're not going to have that many more birthdays with her," she added. "I'm sorry, Mama, but I gotta work." "Tara Carson, I can't believe my ears right now. You're always dropping everything to help your friends when they need you. And now one time when your family needs you, you're gonna say no?" Tara felt a stab of guilt. She knew her mother was right, and she wanted to see Aunt Deborah too, but there was no way she could face Uncle Rudy again. Not even her love for her aunt could make her do that. "I already told Miss Stephanie that I'd do it, Mama. I can't just back out now." "Just call her up. Tell her the truth. Tell her you got plans with your family. I'm sure she'd understand, Tara." "No," Tara blurted, surprised at how forceful her voice was. Her mother's eyebrows rose as if Tara had just insulted her. "It's just that I made a promise to her, and I don't want to break it. Not with all she's dealing with." Tara hoped the words sounded convincing. Mom eyed Tara as if she was a puzzle that made no sense. Tara struggled to keep calm as the seconds ticked by and her mother was silent. Finally, she spoke up. "You're 16 years old, so I'm not going to make the decision for you. But you're making a mistake, and one day you'll regret it. You hear me?"
"I know, Mama. But if you knew the truth, you'd understand why I can't go," she wanted to say.
Instead, she shrugged and lowered her eyes. She could see by the way her mother's teeth were clenched that she was furious. Whenever she got that way, Tara knew the best thing she could do was to stay quiet. "Forget that I might need you to help me set things up, or that you knew about this party for months and could have solved this whole mess by just telling Miss Stephanie or whoever no the minute she asked you," Mom fumed, shaking her head. "Forget that Aunt Deborah is not in the best health. Forget all that." She shoved the photo album aside as if she were disgusted by what Tara had said. "No, the reason I'm most upset with you is that you're going to hurt her feelings. She's coming out here all the way from Atlanta looking forward to seeing you. This is the one day you can spend time with her and you're going to go and babysit some lady's child. That's no way to treat her. What kind of mother am I going to look like with you not being there?"
"No one's going to say anything about you, Mama. People got to work sometimes. Just tell them that."
"That's not the point, Tara, and you know it," Mom snapped, closing her eyes and shaking her head wearily. "Ever since you learned about this party, you've been acting strange. Rochelle said it too. Is there something else going on here? 'Cause I ain't never seen you behave this way. It's like you're trying to find a reason not to be there."
Tara squirmed in her seat. Her mother's piercing brown eyes suddenly made her feel cornered and trapped. She gazed at her own fingers and picked nervously at her nails, trying to pretend she couldn't feel her mother staring at her.
"I'm sorry, Mama," she wanted to say.
I love Aunt Deborah too, but I can't be there, not with Uncle Rudy. Not again. There was no way she could admit the truth. Who would believe her? And even if they did, Tara knew it would be like a bomb going off in her family, and she would be at the center. She would have to face each of them and admit how he had touched her and threatened her afterward. "Don't you ever tell no one about this, you hear me? I'll hurt you if you do," he warned her that night, tugging her hair to emphasize his words. "No one would believe you anyway." Tara had listened, hiding the truth ever since. No one ever knew how scared she had been that day. Today, people said she was strong and funny, a loyal friend, someone who might be a teacher one day, like Miss Stephanie said. If they knew the truth, Tara figured, all that would change. They would see something else, a victim, someone to be pitied. Or worse, maybe they would see her as gross or filthy, the way the memories made her feel. "I can't have that," she thought as Mom watched her. She knew how to stop it. All she had to do was wait for Rudy to go away again. Just a few days and the party would be done and he would return to Atlanta. She would have her life back and nothing would change. Yes, it would hurt some people's feelings, and Tara hated that, but it was the only way to keep herself together. It was the only way to stop Rudy from causing even more harm. "He already took my childhood, Mama. I ain't letting him take anything else," she thought. There was no way her mother or anyone else could understand, but it was better that way. "That's not it, Mama," Tara said. "I just gotta work, that's all. I promised Miss Stephanie I'd help her, and that's what I gotta do, okay? But I'll try to get back so I can see Aunt Deborah before she leaves." Tara's mother sighed and shook her head. "This one's on you, Tara. I don't like what you're doing here, and I'm gonna tell you something. If you can't be at this party, you better call Aunt Deborah and explain it to her yourself. That's the least you could do." Tara nodded, relieved that Mom didn't forbid her from working. "I will, Mama," she replied as her mother grabbed the photo book and left her alone at the table. "I will." All weekend, Tara put off the phone call. All the while, her mother stressed over never-ending details. Grocery lists, coolers and ice, supplies, transportation, tables, seating, and grills. Tara stayed out of the way and ignored the conversations. She babysat Kayla most of Saturday while her aunt and cousin took care of some last-minute preparations, and on Sunday, she spent the day with Darcy, who continued to obsess about Hakeem's return. Just the night before, Cooper told Tara that he had spoken to Hakeem, and he had admitted he met a girl in Detroit. Someone named Anika.
"I don't think it's that serious, but he did stutter when he said her name," Cooper admitted. "He ain't stuttered to me in years."
"I'm not even trying to hear that right now," Tara had said when Cooper told her. "Once Hawk is back, they're gonna be all right," she insisted, though she knew it was all just hope. "And don't go saying nothing to Darcy about it neither. Ain't no use making her worry any more right now."
"So I guess we all keeping secrets now, huh?"
Cooper said, an edge to his voice. Tara ignored the comment. She knew what she had kept from Cooper was more than a little secret, and if she had to, she would take it to her grave without telling anyone what happened. On Sunday night, after staring at the phone most of the afternoon, Tara finally picked it up and nervously punched in Aunt Deborah's phone number. "Auntie Deborah?" Tara said, as soon as she heard the shaky voice on the other end of the phone.
"Yes?"
came the reply. The voice was scratchy, like sandpaper.
"It's Tara, Clarice's daughter. How you doing?"
"Tara? Oh my goodness! So nice to hear from you,"
came the cheerful reply. Right away, Tara cringed inside, knowing she was about to deliver bad news. For a few minutes, they talked about Tara's mother and Aunt Lucille, and how it had been too long since they had all gotten together.
"I can't wait to see you, Tara," the old woman gushed. "I remember how you stayed with me almost the whole time at Aunt Linda's wedding. That was one hot afternoon, I'll tell you. But we made the best of it." You were just a little thing back then, so you probably don't remember.
I remember some of it, Auntie, Tara said, pacing in her room with the phone.
It seems like only yesterday we were singing songs under that big old oak tree. You remember that?
Dimly, Tara recalled sitting beneath a giant tree on a blanket the color of mustard. Her aunt had been right next to her. Tara stared in her bedroom mirror and squinted as the hazy memories trickled back to her. Kind of, Tara said. Most of that day she had tried to forget, but now, as Aunt Deborah described it, she could recall leaning back against her aunt and feeling her strong arms gently rocking her as she sang. Why were we singing?
Best way to calm a child, Aunt Deborah said. You were a little upset that day. I think the heat and all the strangers were getting to you.
Lord knows we got a big enough family, she added with a chuckle.
So we sat together, just you and me, like my grandmother used to do. We were singing old nursery rhymes. You liked Ba Ba Black Sheep best. Then we sang some old hymns, too. You had the prettiest voice, baby girl. I told your mama back then we got to get you in the church choir. I hope you stuck with it.
Tara smiled. She had watched some of the teachers singing to the little kids at Little Learning Spot, but she had not actually sung with them. Except for singing along to the occasional song on the radio, she hadn't sung in ages.
It's been a while since I've sung, Auntie, Tara confessed.
Well, that's okay. You still got the songs inside you, right?
You just waiting for the right time to sing them.
Maybe we can sing a little when I see you. Only a few days now.
Aunt Deborah coughed and then cleared her throat.
Of course, my voice ain't what it used to be. You'll have to carry me this time.
Tara felt a sinking feeling in her stomach. She knew what was next, the words that would disappoint her aunt. She wished she didn't have to say them, but there was no other way.
That's why I'm calling, Aunt Deborah, Tara said, taking a deep breath and then forcing the words out. I got some bad news. I'm not going to be at the party. I have to work.
The phone was silent for several seconds, and Tara wondered if the call was dropped. But then the old woman spoke up.
You mean you're not going to be there at all?
She asked, her voice rising so that the last word was drawn out painfully.
You're one of the people I want to see the most. I'm going to try and get there late, I swear. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I got to work, Tara said,
feeling horrible about what she had done.
That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Tara didn't know what else to say. She didn't want her aunt to know that her mother was the reason she called. Yet the more they spoke, Tara realized that Mom was right. She should have called.
Well, I'll be honest, Tara. I am a bit disappointed. I've been looking forward to seeing you for months. I don't know how many more times I'm gonna make it out there. I'm getting old, she said with a little laugh. I'm so sorry, Auntie. Don't be sorry. If you gotta work, that's what you gotta do. When I was young, you didn't walk away from a job because you never knew if you'd see it again. So I'm glad you're working. Besides, I think I'll be staying either at your house or Lucille's for a few days, so maybe you'll see me another day.
For real? You're going to stay here?
Yes, I'm flying out Thursday. Your Uncle Rudy's bringing me. We're traveling together.
Tara almost dropped the phone. For a second, she couldn't speak. It was as if hands had suddenly gripped her throat.
You there, Tara?
Yeah, I'm here, Tara said with a nervous gulp. But I gotta go. So even if I don't get to the party, I'll definitely see you. I'm glad it's gonna work out.
Me too, baby girl. See you in a few more days.
Tara said goodbye and hung up, her palms slick with sweat.